Science and Technology.
Pest control. Purple patches. Lavender extracts can help make mosquito-repellent clothing.
A mosquito's bite can do more than leave an itchy rash. Depending on the pathogens the insect carries, it can lead to a host of nasty diseases, including dengue, malaria, and yellow fever. To date, synthetic repellents have been the best way to keep the little bloodsuckers at bay. These work, but can cause a range of health problems, including rashes, eye inflammation, and respiratory distress. This has led many to search for alternatives. The compounds responsible for lavender's fragrance, for example, known as essential oils, have long been shown to deter mosquitoes. Unfortunately, the ease with which they evaporate and the speed with which they break down under ultraviolet light has made it impossible to turn them into long-lasting protection. In a paper in the Journal of Pest Science, Zishan Tari and Saoqin Wang at Suzhou University in China used their background as textile engineers to turn the oils into long-lasting mosquito-repellent fabric that can be fashioned into outerwear. The researchers took inspiration from another, less noisome insect. The silk threads produced by silkworms, among other bugs, are tough, flexible, and biodegradable. The crucial ingredient is silk fibroin, a protein that can be fashioned into structures that let the liquids they contain leak out slowly. Dr. Tarek and Dr. Wang speculated that if microscopic silk fibroin capsules could be filled with lavender oil, this liquid would gradually be released. Working with a team of colleagues at universities across China, the researchers created a solution of silk fibroin and gum arabic, a polymer found in the sap of acacia trees, which is used to help materials form into stable structures. The solution was stirred continuously at warm temperatures as lavender oil and water were added. Under these conditions, the silk fibroin and gum arabic formed into tiny oil-containing capsules. When the solution was cooled, the stirring halted and other important ingredients added, the capsules drifted to the bottom for collection. By adjusting the amount of lavender oil added, Dr. Tariq and Dr. Wang could vary the lavender oil content from 5% to 15%. They then bound many thousands of these capsules to strips of cotton fabric. Keen to see if the fabric would repel mosquitoes, Dr. Tariq and Dr. Wang turned it into arm-length gloves. They then recruited three volunteers willing to repeatedly plunge gloved arms into enclosures teeming with starving mosquitoes for 5 minutes at a time. The researchers noted how many of the bugs landed on the volunteers' arms during each trial. As a control, each volunteer was asked to wear a glove with no lavender capsules. The authors report that the capsules containing 15% lavender oil solution offered excellent deterrence. Whereas an average of 15 mosquitoes landed on each control glove, the average landing on each scented arm was less than one. The researchers were also keen to test how well the fabric held up in the wash. They therefore threw the gloves into ordinary washing machines and repeated the trials. Even after 40 washes, an average of only 2.5 mosquitoes landed on the 15% gloves during trials. Success has rarely smelled sweeter.